Rim walkers. Someone licked the fur on a dying baby rabbit into whorls. Its white belly fuzz is stained with darkening red. My children kneel in the grass, puzzling over what to do. We drizzle water into its mouth, and it scrabbles to life, lip fluttering like an infant's. It wants to nurse. As we lift the handful into a shoebox, we startle at hearing a high-pitched complaint and spot two tiny incisors in the rose-brown cup of its jaw. When it dies, it seems to weigh much less, emptied of desire, its eye shocked wide. This is the most dangerous corner in town, she says. My daughter goes to church with the chief of police, and he says so. Why, just last week I crossed here, and a red pickup truck, it flew around the corner and clipped the tip of my cane. The old woman caught on me as I walked by, like a dandelion spore, stuck like the chorus of a sad song, like melted gum. I carry her on my back all day. Her hair brushes my cheek as she whispers for hours about rubber-tipped, wobble-voiced old-person things. Both of them haunt the edges of the main road, where the traffic is so loud you can hardly hear them. You have to be small and light to live on the rim. You have to focus on just one hunger. A grassy stream of milk in the dark. A stranger who can be shamed, briefly, into slowing down.